questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. Welcome to Arab English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode, and you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic Belief, where you could get the answers to all your questions. Well, today we have Dr. Karimi, scholar of religious studies, who will help us with the answers. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Dr. Karimi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. The question says that, is it possible for a man who is not Muslim, but he has been a good man or woman, whatever, a good human being, they have practiced humanity at its whole and they helped human beings in so many aspects, would they go to heaven?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So as Muslims, we believe that in our time, I mean, from the time the Holy Prophet was sent as the last prophet, the true path is the religion of Islam. And as Shia, when it comes to different Islamic denominations, we believe that the Shia school of thought is the true path. But does it mean that all Muslims, or to make it even more limited, all the Shias or only the Muslims and only the Shias will go to paradise and the other ones would go to the hell? That is the question that many people ask. I mean, non-Muslims ask the Muslims, non-Shia ask the Shia. So first of all, there is no guarantee for all the Shia and for all the Muslims to go to paradise.
I see.
We have the concept of faith and then righteous deeds. So it's highly dependent on your
actions. So even
actions.
Not all the Muslims would go to heaven.
Yeah, that's the point. It is completely dependent on your iman, faith, and amal salih, righteous deeds. Yeah, good deeds. That's the first point. But what about other people? So this is for sure. When it comes to the matter of issue of truth, for sure we believe that Islam is the true path. And when it comes to different Islamic denominations, we believe as Shia that Shiism, the 12 Shiism, is the true path regarding the truth. But what about the salvation? That's another story. Does it mean that only the Shia will reach salvation and other people will go to the hell? Then the answer might be different. And inshallah, I will explain in today's session. So first of all, we may talk about the people who lived before the Prophet, and for sure they were not able to hear the message of Islam. What about them? Like the Christians before the time of the Prophet, our Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, or the Jewish people at their time. The point is that whether they acted upon the religion of their time or not. So for sure, there have been so many Christians before the Prophet who acted upon their religion and they will go to paradise.
So everyone is going to be judged based on their own book.
Exactly.
And their religion.
Before the time of the Prophet, yes. And even the Jewish people at the time of Jesus, it might be different. Because the Jewish people at the time of Jesus, they needed to follow Jesus as the new Prophet. They, couldn't continue to follow the Sharia of Moses because the new prophet was Jesus. Now, it is related to my discussion about the Jewish people and Christians in our time. So the first point is that we might have Jewish people, we might have Christian people who lived at the time of their prophet, acted upon their religion. So for sure, they will also go to the heaven. But what about our time? In our time, we said that the truth is the religion of Islam and Shia school of thought. What about other people? We have some people who do not follow the religion of Islam and the Shia school of thought, and they have studied about them, and they have come to this conclusion that Islam is the true path, Shiism is the true path, but they are not ready to follow that. We can think of such people in our time and era. They know that this is the true path, but for any reason, they are not ready to follow this path.
So consciously, they reject it.
Exactly. So these are, and there are not many of them, maybe, in our time. And I'm not judging about that, but it seems that there are not many people like that in our time and era. So for sure, these are the people that would be punished in on the Day of Judgment as disbelievers who didn't have any excuse for not following the true path.
They knew the truth, seen it, and they have been through it, but they rejected it.
Exactly.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created paradise and hell, Jannah and Jahannam, the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did was to send Jibreel alayhi salam. And he sent Jibreel alayhi salam to Jannah. And he said, go and see what I have prepared for my slave who worships me and is obedient to me. Jibreel alayhi salam, he went and he saw the splendors of Jannah. He saw those things which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind can comprehend. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then instructed Jibreel alayhi salam to go and see Jahannam. And Jibreel alayhi salam, he went and he saw the ferocity of the fire of Jahannam. He saw one part of the flame engulfing another part, enveloping the other part of the flame. He saw the horrors of Jahannam. And he came back, he said, oh Allah, by your glory, there will be no one who will enter Jahannam. It's so scary and gruesome.
What is more populated, heaven or hell? There are Muslims who believe that the vast majority of people go to heaven. It's that Shia school of thought. Where it goes, the logic behind it goes like this. God is just. God says, follow the law. Humanity is divided into three groups. One group that knows the truth and follows it. Of course, those will go to heaven, right? One group that knows the truth and rejects it. But the vast majority of humans fall in the middle. The vast majority of people on the face of the earth would follow the truth if they were given an equal chance to know where the truth is. But it is that most people, due to environmental and other influences, are not given an equal chance to know the truth. So the vast majority of people go to heaven.
Now, what about the people that they do not know anything about the religion of Islam or Shia school of thought? And I mean, they have not heard about that.
Is it possible in our age for someone not to?
That's a
have
very
heard
big question
it?
That many people doubt. I will come to the concept of mustad'afin, which is mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran. Let me give you, the dear listeners, a principle. The principle is that if you have done your best to find the truth, and then you are not able to find the truth, you are excused before God. This is a principle. So as Muslims and Shia, we believe that when it comes to the concept of truth, Islam is the true path, Shia school of thought is the true path. What about other people? If they have done their best to find the truth, but they were not able to find the truth. For example, a person comes to the conclusion that Christianity is the true path, or Judaism is the true path.
Knowing that Islam exists?
Yeah. Knowing that Islam exists, knowing that Shiism exists, they tried their best to find the truth, but for any reason, they are not able to find the truth. After going to different, to searching about different schools, religions, their final conclusion is that Christianity is the true path. And then, according to the verses of the Quran and the narrations, for sure these people will not be punished by God on the Day of Judgment.
Because their capacity was that
exactly.
Much.
This is a principle that لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not task any person beyond his or her capacity.
Exactly.
But the point is that whether or not they have done their best, this is a very big question. And we are not judging about the people. Everyone knows what they have done. Yeah, exactly. So everything, this salvation on the Day of Judgment is absolutely dependent on you, whether trying your best to find the truth or not. This is one point. And then the next point is that, okay, you have I mean, theoretically speaking, you have done your best, and then you came to this conclusion that Christianity is the true path. Have you acted upon this religion or not? So the concept of good actions matter in all the religions, because many of the sins, almost, I mean, most of the sins are common between different religions. All the religions tell you that be away from backbiting, murdering, killing, telling lies, adultery, and so on and so forth. So for all the people following different religions, they will be accounted by God for their actions. So we have the concept of faith, and then we have the concept of, the deeds. For the faith, as I mentioned, what matters is that whether you have done your best to find the truth or not. Then we have the issue of the deeds, and it doesn't make any difference whether you're Muslim or non-Muslim. For all the people, they should be, and they are responsible before God on the Day of Judgment. So when we refer to the verses of chapter Nisa and then the narrations, we come to this conclusion that there are some people who are called in the terminology of the Quran and the narrations as mustad'af or murjaun al-amrillah. I will explain these two terms in the following session, meaning that there are some people who are not able to find the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And God mentions explicitly in the Noble Book of Quran that these people will not go to hell. Yeah, we have this concept taken from or explicitly mentioned in the Quran. Let me read three verses of chapter An-Nisa, which are very interesting, explicitly talking about these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in chapter 4, verse 97, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Indeed, those whom the angels take away, talking about the time of their death, while they are wronging themselves, قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ. They ask, what estate were you in? The angels asking those people. قَالُوا كُنَّا مُسْتَدْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They say we were... Now, the translation here is oppressed. It's not a good translation. What you mentioned was much better, deprived of getting the knowledge of the truth.
They did not have access to.
Exactly. We were deprived, we were mustad'af in the land. Now, those angels say, قَالُوا أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَسَحَدًا فَتُهَاجِرُوا فِيهَا. The angels are mentioning what you mentioned in the previous session, the fact that in our time, no one may have the excuse that I do not have
access. Because the internet has made everything pretty much easier.
This is mentioned by the angels.
You're an armchair traveler.
Yeah.
Everything.
The angels do not talk about Googling, but they mention as follows. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَتُهَاجِرُوا فِيهَا. The angel says, was not Allah's earth vast enough so that you might migrate in it? Meaning that, in that time, internet was not available. But you could migrate to other places to find the truth. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. The refuge of such will be hell, and it is an evil destination.
Such a bad destination.
So here we have a group of people who claim to be mustad'af, to be deprived, but the answer of God through the angels is that no, it's just an excuse. And many people in our time may have the same excuse, but that excuse might not be accepted by God. But then the following verse reads, إِلَّا الْمُسَدْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ لَا يَسْتَتِعُونَ حِيلَةً وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ سَبِيلًا. Except the oppressed, again this translation, which might be better to say deprived, except the deprived among men, women, and children who have neither access to any means nor are guided to any way.
So thank you for your nice explanations. We will follow this discussion in the next session, inshallah. So you are listening to Arab English Radio. I hope today's episode was fruitful enough to help you with a better understanding of Islamic concept. For more information, you can visit parstoday.com. Until next session and a new episode of Q&A on Islamic Belief, may Allah protect and bless you all. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن